Not a box, is it?
Because he didn't even know it was his
No, he didn't know it come from a cow, and he went with him to milk, and he wouldn't drink it. He said,
he didn't drink it?
He said he just couldn't drink it. He said, I just couldn't drink that old cow's milk.
Oh.
And I said, well, son, that's what you drink out of these bottles. And explained to him, he was about, 4-year-old, I reckon. He still laughs about that cow's milk.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, have you ever heard of people cooking the liver and then grinding it up and making something with it?
No.
Okay, how about the blood? Have you ever heard anybody make anything from the blood?
Yeah, but I don't know what they call it, because I didn't even want to talk about
that. Yeah, you wouldn't even want to talk about that. How about something where they take the hogshead,
hoghead cheese.
Yeah, and then they take the juice from it and stir it up with cornmeal. Have you ever heard of anything like
that?
Yeah,
but I can't think what they call it.
Let's see.
They've got a name for it.
They call scrapple. Have you ever heard of
no,
or cripple or anything?
No, I haven't. I know they'll make hoghead cheese, but the other I don't know.
Now, a pie. It's baked in a deep dish, like maybe with, it'll have like a layer of crust and then...
That's cobbler.
Cobbler.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever know of your mother making something to pour over the cobbler? Did she ever make a...
Not that I know of.
Anything called a sauce or a dip?
Well, now, I've heard of it, but my mother didn't. She made the pure old cobbler with enough juice in there to... But, I believe Louisa's made cobblers and put something over the top.
Uh-huh.
All I do is eat them, I don't cook them.
But have you heard people call that a sauce?
No, I don't really know what they call it.
And somebody has a real good appetite, you say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
How about food that's taken between your regular meals, you call it?
Well, snack there is.
And,
I think they call them brunch now, don't they?
Brunch between breakfast and lunch. Breakfast and dinner.
I told them I didn't care what they call them as long as it was food.
As long as you can eat it. When you drink water at the table, what did they drink it out of?
Glasses.
Like
the gold glasses.
Just like the ones we have today. They ever have any big heavy ones or anything?
Yeah, they had mugs too.
They had
big heavy mugs like, I guess you would refer to them as maybe beer mugs or root beer mugs.
Uh-huh.
But they were regular dining table mugs, and that was mostly for the children.
Oh, were they hard
because
to break?
Because they could drop them and wouldn't break them, and they had a handle from to hold them.
Oh,
so.
Have you ever broken one?
Never have.
You've never?
No, never have. But I don't remember of. Our family haven't, maybe just a few, and I don't know why, but we always just use regular glasses. The mug was more or less of a rarity. If we wanted one, we'd get it. But
now, if a glass fell off the sink, though, it probably...
It would break, and the mug probably wouldn't. We didn't have sinks back then.
Oh, you didn't have... Of course you didn't. Not that
they may have up in cities, in big cities, but no sinks around this part of the country then.
Now,
they had what they call a cook table.
Uh-huh.
That's generally what they'd done their cooking on instead of cabinets. They wasn't no built-in cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
Had safes or extra shelves on the walls for extra dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that just had a curtain over it, no doors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you had like your supper was on the table and the kids were standing around, and the mother didn't want them to keep on standing, she'd say, well, just go ahead and...
Eat? You mean this would...
eat, or
you're speaking of before they eat?
Right, before they eat. If they were standing up and she didn't want them to keep standing up,